So it's really that element of the tease and making the audience anticipate and want and yearn, and then they finally get it.
Yes. Oh, it's getting hot in here. Hello, everybody, and welcome back to the Delulu Canoe Podcast. Woo! We are back in the canoe, ready to ride the rapids. Ready for a ride, Cosmo?
I am ready to rock and roll. I got my vest on. It's not a thing that's going to help me.
Your inflatable vest?
Yeah, inflatable vest, exactly, yeah. Yeah, I'm ready to rock and roll.
I forgot my vest today, so hopefully we will stay in the canoe. Hope for me, all right? But today's going to get a little spicy.
Ooh,
oh my gosh, spicy. I forgot to introduce you. Cosmo from the Cosmo Network.
Hi.
If you didn't know, that's who that was. Today's going to get spicy.
Okay.
It's going to be delicious. Ooh. Do you know why?
Why?
Because our guest today is the incredible, the bodacious, the fabulous Miss Spent Youth.
Hi.
I'm so happy you're here.
Oh my God, I'm so excited.
I'm fangirling. We have a slew of iconic guests, and I am wondering if the fans or the following like know that we know each other, one and two, and if from what? Like, do they know the lore?
Uh-huh.
I don't know if they do.
It's a pretty spicy lore.
Yeah, it honestly is. If you go into the YouTube archives back in the day, I wrote like a really silly skit, and then Carlotta Champagne. Oh, wait. Is there more?
Silly, but genius.
Thank you.
To put that in there. It was pretty genius.
Thanks. It was before I thought I was a decent-ish writer. I just wanted to write like a fun thing for the fans. And Carlotta was like, you got to bring in Miss Spent Youth. She's so much fun. She's a great time. And we made that like a Christmas, secret Christmas wish, I think is what it was called. Mm. And it was so fun. And I'm so glad you were willing and able to come be in a stranger's video. And you killed it.
Oh my God. I had such a fun time. I've been waiting for you to ask me to do another one.
I just haven't written one. I don't know. I felt like no one said that it was like a big burden to them, but part of me was like, I don't know, do like the girls like doing this stuff, or is it just like for me and my weird like fantasy?
Well, I am down to fulfill whatever fantasies you have.
Oh, okay.
You were not wrong when you said spicy.
Y'all heard it here first. I'm going to start. Where's my notebook? I'm going to start writing our new sketch in our official Delulu Canoe notebook. No, I'm sorry. But this is just my guest wish list and weird notes. But yeah, I am so glad that you did that. And then I eventually went and saw one of your amazing productions.
Oh, thank you.
Holy cow. I had no idea you were such a star in the burlesque scene.
Right. Stop.
Yeah, she's iconic. I don't know if y'all know, but like you put on an incredible show.
Oh, thank you.
I've seen photos of some of your sets and I am just jealous. Like there's one of you like with a bathtub or like martini glass kind of looking thing. Yeah. And I'm shook. Like I need to come see more of your shows.
Yeah. Well, yes, absolutely. You need to come see all the shows.
I really do.
But you're coming to Hollywood Burlesque Festival, right?
I am. And that's coming up-ish, soonish. When this comes out, it will be
soon. Yeah, when does this air?
Yeah, like when this comes out, it'll be close to time. So it'll probably be like a week or two before. Okay. So go buy your tickets.
Yes, you can hang out with Dare.
Yeah, there'll be a table, there'll be a seat. You can come join me. But I am curious though, like, what is your Delulu this week? Like, what is running rampant in your mind? Like, what makes you feel a little bit like unhinged or maybe positive?
You know, just happened again for the 80 millionth time. So that's why it's like on my mind. But, you know, I'll meet somebody and they, you know, ask what I do. We're chit chatting. I tell them I'm a burlesque performer and they kind of like glaze over a little bit. And so I'm like, oh, do you know what that is? And they're like, no, not really.
They don't know what burlesque?
Yeah, like I'm like, it's 2025.
Yeah, there's countless movies about it.
Right. And it's just like a thing. Like, how do you just not know that term?
It's like in American history.
Yeah.
And then also like when I try to, I'm like, okay, well, like, do you know? Because usually the image that kind of sets people off is like a flapper girl or like cabaret.
Mm-hmm.
And they're just staring at me blankly.
They don't know what cabaret is. Sorry for yelling.
It hurts my heart.
Sorry, but have you not been to Vegas or gone to a show?
Yeah.
Or watch any old school movies? Like, Ugh. God, people. Wow.
Oh, yeah, like culture. Gosh.
Yeah.
Culture.
Yeah.
And this happened to you recently, too.
Oh, yeah. I mean, unfortunately, if it's like somebody under 30, it's almost like a guarantee that they don't know what burlesque is. But like, when I told my family that I was a burlesque performer, my sister literally had no idea. What she was like, should I Google it?
And oh, my gosh.
Yeah, I guess.
Is that a fancy word for barista?
Yeah. Like, oh my gosh.
And then like she came to a show. She came to visit and she came to a show. And so afterwards I'm like, so what did you think? Mm-hmm. And she was like, oh, you know, it just like wasn't what I expected. And I'm like, okay, like what did you expect? Mm-hmm. Well, I didn't know what to expect. But it wasn't that.
Okay. Like, what? What does that even mean?
That sentence makes no sense to me.
What? Okay. Wow. Okay. So then to that point, how would you, if somebody who has never heard of burlesque before, like what, how would you describe it in like a sentence?
Yeah. So burlesque is very plainly the art of the striptease.
There you go.
If you examine the words in that sentence, it kind of tells you everything. Mm-hmm. You know, it is an art form. It is about the tease. Mm-hmm. Like, it's different from going to a strip club where the girls are already in bra and panties or already topless, or going to a Vegas show where the girls are just in a skimpy outfit and there's no layers, there's no tease, right? Mm-hmm. So it's really that element of the tease and making the audience anticipate and want and yearn, and then they finally get it.
Yes. Oh, it's getting hot in here. Yep. I should have wore a smaller outfit.
I just went to one recently.
Oh, did you?
Yeah, so Vita the Void.
Ooh,
it was like a cabernet of like, it was spooky kind of stuff.
Okay.
It was a psychic vampires, a sword swallower, and those also burlesque shows and like performers. And there was this absolutely amazing. It was an international one. So she has stuff, people from like different parts of the world do different things. And absolutely phenomenal. One was a contortionist.
Ugh, wow. Yeah.
She had was a little box and did her thing. And I was like, it was beautiful. It's sexy. It's beautiful. What she does is like comical almost, because she's like the ringleader, you know, but it's like, it's so well put together. Every single one that I've seen. I've seen yours. Like when I used to work at the Mob Bar when it was open back in the days, and you and your girls came in, and just like it, I felt like I was transported into another world.
Yeah.
A different time. And it was just absolutely beautiful.
Thank you. And yeah, I mean, there's just so many different styles. That's why it's the art of the striptease. Whether you are dressed as a Pokemon and stripping out of a Pokemon outfit, that happens.
Ooh, yeah. Yes.
So I'm thinking of a burlesque birthday party now.
Bam, coming out of the Pokeball.
Yeah.
Yeah. And there's like, you said there's different kinds, because there's like classic, there's...
Yeah. So classic and neo are kind of the two buckets. Like,
ooh, neo. What do you mean?
Yeah.
Like new?
Yeah. Okay. Well, so there was brief slight history lesson, right? So burlesque really hit its heyday, 1920s through the 1950s. Hmm. 60s, things kind of turned towards go-go. In the late 60s, early 70s, you started having topless bars. So then it just sort of, burlesque kind of went underground. In the late 90s, there was a resurgence. It started in New York and then it came to LA, and they called that the neo-burlesque movement because it was new. It was new burlesque. And because it was the New York punk rock scene, it was this very gritty burlesque. And like, instead of being beautiful, perfect Dita Von Teese showgirls, it was, I'm dancing to punk rock songs and I'm ripping a t-shirt off and, you know, doing all kinds of crazy stuff. So we generally use like classic to mean anything that's very classic 1920s, very showgirl, very
the pearls, right? And the big feathers.
It's all about just being gorgeous and sexy and seductive. And then neo as anything that's like not that.
Oh,
so it can be, cosplay is huge in burlesque. There's a ton of cosplay. there's a
tell me more.
Yeah. There's a ton of ladies and gentlemen and everything in between that do drag. Mm-hmm. We have drag kings, drag queens. We have contortionists, sword swallowing. Vita is a great example. She swallows balloons while she's naked. It's just, it's crazy.
And firewax too. She does it's totally awesome. It's
just, oh my gosh. I missed out. I really missed out on that performance.
I'll let you know. I'm her door guy. So I'm like always like, I got a list of people that come in that buy tickets, okay, like that. So just like anytime she needs a door guy, I'm like, yeah, I'm there.
When are you going to be my door guy?
Anytime.
Oh, I love that.
Anytime. Just let me know.
There you go. I see it's happening. The job opportunities. There you go. I'm there.
And it's like, I asked her what theme it is. She's like, it's carnival this time, like a dark carnival. I'm like, all right, cool. I just dress up in that theme.
Oh, I love that.
So if you do something classy, I'll do like a whole little pinstripe suit, you know, some the 1930s look.
Suspenders.
Yep.
Yeah, cute. So you know the vibe.
Oh, yeah. I love it. I really love it.
Yeah, the only reason I've really been dropped into the middle of burlesque is because Carlotta Champagne, she's like my introduction to so many things. Like, she's that so woman amazing. Is incredible. But she took me to a show. How long ago was it? Oh, I don't even know. Like, she's taken me to so many shows and she's like, we could do this. We should be a part of that. Like, every time she always leaves and she's just like, so when are we doing our show together? And I was like, okay, sure. So I've been like ready to like step into the pool of burlesque, but I just, for some reason, like, things happen and it just kind of gets put to the back burner. But I think this might officially be the year where I start. So
I know.
2025.
You heard it here. I'm just going to keep knocking on your door.
Yeah.
Like, okay, it's Sunday. It's time for class.
Are you coming? Get in the car.
Get in.
Tie you up and put you in the car.
Or let's say somebody with a talk show, someone similar like this, has someone like Miss Spent Youth on the show, talk about the history of it, and then a demonstration classes with some volunteers.
Oh, there you go. Yeah. But who has a show that would be willing to do that?
Weird ask. Yeah, dude, find that.
There is a network on YouTube called the Cosmo Network, and there's a Cosmo show. But yeah,
I don't know. Would they even be interested in that?
I think so. I'll give them a call.
Great. You know the boss there.
Yeah,
right?
Put in a good word for us. Yeah.
That would be really cool, though. It'd be interesting to like live a life in your perspective and like figure out like what that's like for you, what that looks like. Because I don't think, I mean, there's more burlesque documentaries now more than ever, I feel like, with the, wasn't Pamela Anderson? She's in one.
Last Showgirl.
Oh, Showgirl. Yeah. Never mind.
It's super related.
It's the cousin burlesque.
Super related. Yeah.
Yeah.
But there was a burlesque one.
There's the one with
I know there
Cher,
was one.
Cher and Christina Aguilera.
Yes, burlesque. There's that movie. Yeah.
That movie. Can I go off?
Please, movie please. A little bit? This could be your side door. I'm going to get comfy.
This is one that whenever someone says that, like, oh, I saw the movie Burlesque. I'm like, interesting. Did anyone take off any clothes in that movie?
True.
Oh,
true,
did they not?
True, no. I think they just couldn't call it Cabaret because there's already a movie called Cabaret.
Mm.
But no one took off any clothes
at all
that movie. It's a cabaret.
Oh.
It's Christina Aguilera dancing in a sexy outfit, in a showgirl outfit, in a bra and corset and stockings.
Mm-hmm.
But for some reason, no one actually does any burlesque.
I think it could be because they don't want to go that route that showgirls did and striptease.
Right.
It was like you had a star, but then you went too real with it. Where it kind of almost, you would say, kind of ruined the girl from Saved by the Bell and Demi Moore's career, almost, but not really. But just some studios don't want to go that far, you know?
Yeah, I mean, it's like, do you want to keep it PG for a bigger audience? And it's like, if you watch old movies from the 20s, 30s, 40s, 50s, they don't really strip in those movies either, but that was because of censorship.
Right.
But usually what they do, like if you watch Gilda, which is about a burlesque performer, she only ever takes her gloves off. And then like it'll cut to the audience cheering, but you don't actually see her take her clothes off. Or there's like one scene where her zipper gets stuck and she can't get her zipper undone. And the guy that likes her comes and whisks her off stage because she's too good. She doesn't have to do that.
Oh, geez. Okay. So in other words, you're saying there's like there's no media out there that really does it justice. No.
There's not a lot of, there are a couple movies that like slipped through the cracks in the 1920s, some European stuff. There's a movie called The Blue Angel, which if you can find it, it's amazing. Mm. But yeah, a lot of like in film, they shy away from it because it is really sexy.
It is.
Like when you really see a strip tease, you don't even have to see a lot, but it feels like I'm seeing something I shouldn't. Like it just feels so sexy. Mm-hmm. And it's like, all I did was take off my glove.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, or my stocking, like I run around in a bathing suit. I'm much less covered, you know, than I am when I'm on stage. But it's because of that art of the striptease that it feels so much more evocative.
My favorite is when they do the glove thing.
Yeah.
And it's just like, but it's like so like, not like, it's like gentle and sexy and like just smooth. And then when they have the feathers, the fan feathers, it's an art form. It's just awesome.
And they're heavy too.
Oh, yeah. I had to pick one up.
Oh, like, she got guns. She got the guns over here. Do you feel like people compare it a lot to just like stripping in a club?
I think that's a common misconception. And there's kind of like, it's interesting because a little tea for you. Mm-hmm. In the burlesque industry, there are some girls that are like, oh, I can't believe that we would be like put in the same category as strippers. And I'm like, we literally strip. We are strippers.
You're like, hang on, honey.
Like,
dang, okay.
You know, me, I'm like, they're our cousins, right? Like, there's a lot of stuff they do on the pole I can't do, you know?
Oh, yeah.
So I admire that art form. That is its own art form. Giving a lap dance, that is its own art form.
Yeah.
You know, burlesque is just a different art form, know? But yes, a lot of people have misconceptions. Like they either just, I think my parents actually thought that it was like a fancy word for strip club. Like, cause my parents were like, okay, I mean, we support you in everything that you do, but like, do you need money?
Oh no.
And I'm like, no, I actually don't do it for the money. If I was doing it for the money, I'd go work at a strip club. Those gals make a lot more money than we do, right?
Make a lot.
Which is another DeLulu we can go down.
Yeah.
But when my parents finally came to see a show, they came to Babylon Cabaret, which I think you came to with Carlotta. Yeah. So they were like, oh, this is like dinner theater. Like, this is classy. And I'm like, what did you think I was doing, Mom?
Oh, your parents. I love that your parents saw it that way.
Yeah. Oh, they
love that.
Actually so impressed.
Oh, And
my dad used to own a restaurant. So he immediately was like, oh, this is a whole vibe and it's a whole thing. And I was like, yeah, but like, you're going to go to the bathroom during my number, right? And
oh, no. He was like, no.
He was like, do I have to? I'm like, yes.
Oh, no. That's so funny. Yeah. Did he?
He looked down at his phone.
Okay.
Because he was like, I want to see some. And I was like, okay, here's the deal. When you see me start unzipping the dress,
just discreetly,
you can look down at the phone. Yeah. And so that's what he did. And then I totally forgot to even warn him that we did a big group number at the end. And the end of the group number is we all pop our tops. And I just didn't even think about it.
Oops.
And so, he's just like watching. Wow, this is such an interesting group number. They're all dressed as kitty cats. And then
and then boom.
We just throw all our bras off at the end and, you know. I mean, he wasn't like scarred, but
yeah. I mean, you have to figure that like you're a woman, you have them.
He's seen me in a bathing suit, so
yeah,
it's
not,
he's not like there's a reason he married my mom. Okay,
there you go. There you go. Okay, I love that. You're like we know our assets.
Yeah, they run in the family. So.
Same. My mom and my grandma, we got it going on over here. Ooh, they're tucked away that. Now, but y'all know where to go.
They know what's underneath.
They know. They're aware. So how did you first get started into burlesque? Like, was there an individual that kind of brought you in that you'd want to shout out? Or was it like your own curiosity?
I was in the vintage scene. So I was big in the pinup scene, rockabilly scene, and burlesque is kind of very tangential to that, a lot of crossover. And I was really, really interested in it. Mm-hmm. And my ex-husband at the time, was like, you should do it. And I was like,
really?
Yeah, I was like, no one wants to see me take my clothes off. I'm not a dancer. You know, I had in my head, oh, you have to be able to do the splits. You have to be able to do all this fancy footwork. Mm-hmm. And he was like, I don't think so. Like, I don't think that you really need to do all that. And we were actually planning on producing Babylon Cabaret together. And so we were doing research. We were going around to all these burlesque shows. And I'm like, the more I saw, I was like, oh yeah, like there's all different body types. Mm-hmm. There are women of all different colors, shapes, sizes, ages, abilities. And like, look at Dita Von Teese. Mm-hmm. She never drops into the splits.
Yeah.
You know, she just has a lot of backup dancers dancing around her. She doesn't even do a whole lot of dancing. And you can't take your eyes off her, you know? So,
yeah.
So I do credit my ex-husband with kind of like opening my eyes to that. And then I trained with Lily Von Stoop. And if you want to learn about the history of burlesque in Los Angeles, just look up Lily Von Stoop. She was part of that resurgence that happened. She had the longest running show in LA for a long time until it closed. When she trained me, when I took with her, she had trained about 80% of the performers that were in LA.
Whoa.
Like, that was the lady that you went to.
Yeah.
And she's since retired, which is kind of why I started teaching, you know, was to just fill that void. So, me and many, many burlesque performers wouldn't be here without Lily. So,
oh, wow.
Yeah.
That's incredible. Mm-hmm. Wow. I always love hearing like how people end up in the industries that they're in, because it's not by accident. Like, it never is. Like, I definitely feel like you were born to be in this industry of burlesque. Like, it's so you. I just wish I would have known sooner, because I could have wrote you a better part in that skit. Like, I could have wrote you a way better part had I known that like this was like a hidden talent you almost have. And like, cause it's not just like getting up there and dancing even a little and just taking things off. It's storyline. Yeah. It's getting people like enticed and excited, and without, you know, crossing the line too soon, because you have a whole rest of your act left to go. Mm-hmm. So it's really impressive what you do.
It's a theater production. It's a real like full on production, like stage, curtain call, here comes the next one, blah, blah, blah. Empire Strikes Back, perfect example.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. It's Star Wars, but it's tasteful and beautiful. There's a theme to it. There's a dance, a choreography with it. And the last thing in your mind is like, oh yeah, she's getting naked. Mm-hmm. But it's like, wow, it's the showmanship of it. It's a sport. It's a talent. Yeah.
Yeah. I always miss them. They always come through here and I always miss them and I don't know why. But I saw Dita Von Teese though, which
in Vegas?
Yes.
Yes.
I had no idea she was such like a huge mogul, so much so that Taylor Swift even did like a video or something with her.
Oh, wow.
It was crazy. I had no idea. And I went with Carlotta again. She's always bringing me these things and I love it. And it was just such a crazy experience of like seeing like how many different beautiful sets they had. And that, have you seen it? Like, have you been to the show?
Yeah, I went when it was at the Venetian.
Oh, okay. So you haven't seen it in the new or wherever it's, I don't remember the hotel it's at now.
Yeah, it but moved.
The venues are incredible. Like, they go all out.
Oh, yeah. I mean, her Vegas show was highlighting a lot of like the shows she used to tour with. So like that pink sparkly bull that she rides, that was like one whole tour.
Wow.
The Glamazon stuff, that was one whole tour that she did. So it was like she's constantly reinventing herself and coming up with like new stuff. And so then her Vegas show was a chance to like bring all that back.
Wow. You know,
and like show off all these cool sets and acts and things. Yeah, she's incredible.
Yeah, it was such a treat to be able to see it, because I know it's closing, I guess, or it's going dark for a little bit. So that was really cool to see and experience it. Now, I guess my next question is, like, is that something like you would aspire to do, is like having your own like big production show more centering you? Or are you more into like the teaching and like more of the backbone and the structure of burlesque?
Yeah, I mean, I'm very passionate. Part of why I took over the Hollywood Burlesque Festival and have really worked hard to grow it is, I love being in the spotlight, right?
Who doesn't?
But I'm very passionate about providing a stage for others, you know, because it is a hard art form, you know, and giving that stage, giving a bigger stage and a better stage and a well-produced stage to really highlight these people. I mean, we have performers coming from all over the world.
Wow.
You know, on their own dime. They're coming to LA because they want to perform in LA. They want to get new fans. They want people to see them, and they want to be on a big stage with great lighting in a big room. I mean, so if you come from a small town, you may have never performed for more than 50 people.
Yeah.
You know, if that's the biggest room you've ever been in. So, you know, I've been doing it for about 10 years.
Oh, wow.
I'll have my 10-year anniversary this summer, which is crazy.
Whoa.
I know.
That's crazy.
That's awesome.
I know.
Yeah.
But it's like, I also know it's like not something you can do forever. I mean, you could theoretically, but
I mean, yeah, you could.
Yeah. But it's like, you know, I always, even when I'm maybe not able to dance as much or perform as much, because my body is maybe like, no more heels. I still want to have these shows that I'm bringing and giving people a chance to perform, and also helping people grow, you know, because it is an art form. So it's like, you do have to constantly be pushing yourself and growing. And, you know, so as much as I love the spotlight, I'm also like, but let me put you in the spotlight too.
Oh, you know? I love that. We love women supporting women and like just general support overall, because Hollywood Burlesque Festival is a competition, right?
There is a comp. One night is a competition.
One night is. Okay. Yes. Okay.
So,
yes.
Yeah. So you have the option to, when you submit, they have the option to apply to submit or apply to compete or apply to showcase. Or you could say, I'm fine with either.
Ooh, that's really ballsy. Like, you're like, we'll see where they put me. Like, girl, that's brave. Do you get that a lot, that people submit either way?
A lot of people are okay with it. So because the competition is like the best of the best, right? And so you may say like, well, if I don't get into the competition, I still want to showcase.
Got it. Okay.
Is usually what that means, right? It's like, I'd love to be in the competition, but those are only 10 girls.
Oh, per category, so, right?
Well, Miss Hollywood's 10 and the other are 4.
Oh.
So it's really, you have to be for, so our Mr. Hollywood is the top 4.
Uh-huh.
Our Chanteuse, which is a sing and strip,
is
the top 4. And our Starlet, which are our newbies, is also 4. So, you know, we have people that they don't make it in to compete, but they're still incredible.
Yeah.
They're like one rung out of competing, you know, so we're happy to put them in the showcase and still, you know.
Yeah, give them the chance to perform.
Yeah.
Wow. I never knew that. Like, as an audience member, I don't know if y'all get up there and speech about that. Maybe I missed it last year, but that's really neat. That's cool to know that there's still like an opportunity for them to perform if there's not room in the competition.
Yeah. Yeah. Because, you know, not everybody is a competitor. I don't have the stomach for it. So I've never been a competitor.
You know?
In pinup, I never did pinup competitions. I never really was interested in doing burlesque competitions, but my production manager is a former Miss Hollywood. So she won the title back in 2019, and she's done a lot of festivals. So I like brought her in to be like, okay, what's it like as a performer going into the competition? Like, what can we do as the show to make it easier for them?
Yeah.
You know, so she's been really helpful in like trying to just make it as easy and less stressful for the competitors, you know?
I love that. Yeah. I love that there is like some sort of backstage etiquette in a way, and like making sure that it's still fun. I grew up competing in pageants, so I know what it's like to be like backstage sweating in your like evening gown or your talent outfit, because you're just like, oh gosh, I'm coming up next. So it's it's nice to know that you brought somebody in to kind of get that perspective and then also make it smooth for the competitors. Yeah. So it's not this big scary thing, because it's supposed to be fun. It's supposed to be a way to showcase your skill and your talent.
Yeah. And, you know, I mean, I always say at all my shows, like, none of us are making enough money for this to not be fun, you know, so like, let's all just have fun. You know, and yeah, and share our art with people. And, you know, even though it is a competition, the competitors are all cheering each other on. I mean, they'll finish performing and they'll come out in the audience and cheer for the next person. Like,
I love that.
A competition, but it doesn't feel like a competition, you know, until we get to the awards.
right. Until then. And then, of course, somebody has to win and somebody has to get second. And that's always hard. But, you know, it's the core of like community and building community, which I think is like the most important. Like you said, like everyone's cheering each other on, because I've been to other, obviously not in burlesque, but in other competitions, whether it be like talent ones or pageants, where it can get like really dicey afterwards. And it's unfortunate because we're all, we all want the same things. We all want to do well. We all want our moment to win, you know, and you have to keep going and see where it takes you and never give up. So
yeah,
it's great that you cultivate a good community in that.
Yeah. I mean, the Brother Burlesque community is amazing. Mm-hmm. Like, it's really just so varied. Like, you know, I kind of threw out a couple cosplay terms. The only reason I know those are from burlesque.
Oh, really?
Like, I didn't know anything about cosplay. I didn't know anything about Pokemon and Star Wars. Yeah. And what did I? Someone asked me to do a show once and I was like, I don't know anything about this. Oh, Lord of the Rings.
Oh, wow.
I was like, oh, I saw that movie when it came out. Like, sure, I'll do your show. I just have to go back and watch the movie again.
Yeah. And then did you come up with something for it?
Yeah, it was actually really cool. So they were like, oh, we want you to be Sauron. And I literally was like, who's that?
Yeah.
Like, I don't remember that from the movie. And they're like, you know, the big eye and the dark force.
Oh, my God.
And I was like, oh, yeah, I can be that.
You're like, I can be that. That's awesome.
Yeah, I'll do that.
Wow.
Yeah, so it's just like introduced me to so many cool things and so many people I wouldn't have met because we wouldn't have been in the same places.
Mm-hmm.
But like, we're best friends, you know?
Yeah. Oh, that's so cool. I love like the themed shows too, because it like takes all the worlds of like nerddom and dancing and sexy people and putting them into one pool. And it just makes sense.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Like, I've seen so many viral videos of people doing burlesque performances involving like anime or Pokemon. And I'm just like, yeah, that makes sense. I love that. Like, thank you for sharing that. Like, someone saying Wrecking Ball is a Pokeball. And I was like, oh, that's so good.
Genius. Yeah.
So good. It's just chef's kiss.
Yeah. I'm like, I without seeing that, I would book it. That sounds genius.
Right.
You know?
Right. Yeah. So I guess my next question is like, what's next for you? I know the burlesque festival that's coming up, like you're preparing for that. And then when that show is over, like what do you do?
Well, I sleep.
I was gonna say rest probably.
Like, oh, I take the next 2 days off work.
Yes.
And I like relax, regroup. Already made my spa appointment.
Awesome.
So I can just sit in a dark room with cucumbers on my eyes. But no, then it's like back to the grind. So I go to Viva Las Vegas. I perform at Viva Las Vegas every year, which is, big, one of the biggest, or probably the biggest rockabilly convention.
Mm-hmm. That's right. Yes.
Yeah.
I've heard of it.
It's super fun, but it is crazy. I think last year I did 13 shows in 4 days.
Oh,
so
my God. Okay. So it's multiple shows and performances. Yeah. Yeah. That's a lot.
Yeah. Cause they have it. They take over a whole hotel in Las Vegas. So there's things going on in different rooms. So it's like, we're doing the showcase, a big burlesque showcase in the main room. And then, or we do three of those. Cause it's so big, we have to do three so that everyone can see it. And then we're rushing to go do burlesque bingo.
Yeah. I've heard of that. Yes.
Yeah. And burlesque bingo is so fun. Audrey Deluxe, who's another one of my mentors, she invented that. And it's like, genius. We just drop our clothes on a bingo board. And those are the numbers.
There you go. Yeah. Okay, I love that. That's cute.
So fun. And then you win prizes. Like, you get to see... Can I say?
Sure, go for it.
Okay, you get to see titties. And you win prizes. Like, everybody wins.
Everybody wins there. I love that. I've heard of the overall event. What was it called again?
Viva Las Vegas.
Viva, yes. I've heard of that from, again, Colada Champagne. Yeah. But I don't know, like, where am I always in life when these cool events happen? Like, am I always working?
When is it?
Yeah.
It's in April.
That's right. Oh, that's right.
That's coming up.
Yeah. It's like the last, I think this year, it moves around a little bit, but it's like the last weekend in April this year.
Okay.
Oh, darn.
Yeah. You want to come with?
Yeah, I do. Okay. That's why I'm kind of like, okay, what can I remove from my plate so I can go? Because I just found out today that I'm in a movie that's filming in April. So I'm like,
well, that's exciting. Yeah. Congrats.
Thank you. But I'm also just kind of like, how do I do both? How do I be on set and then drive to Vegas? Which I probably could, depending on the days. So
my secret is I never drive. I always fly.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Cheap flights be like. Yeah.
Because, you know, it's like everyone's like, oh, it's only 4 hours. I'm like, it might be 4 hours. Mm-hmm. If you don't stop and there's not a traffic jam or the road's not washed out or, you know, like, it's never just 4 hours.
See, I've had weird Vegas luck where every time I've driven, I can get there in the four. And I think it's because I wake up at like 4 a.m. I pack my ish and I'm in my car and out the door by like no later than 7.
Oh my God.
So I know it's crazy. I don't know why I'm like this, but I don't know what about traffic scares me so bad, but I'm like, I'll do it. I'll do my stuff and I get out there. And then I usually end up calling Carlotta about halfway and I'm like, can I come to your house? I can't check into my hotel room till like 11 or like actually 3. So can I come sleep? And she like lets me in at like 9 a.m. She's like, why are you like this, you dumb hoe? And I'm like, I don't know. And then I pass out one of her rooms and then I wake up to go check in.
I mean, that sounds lovely, actually.
Yeah. It's a choice. I should just take the flight. I don't know why I make it harder on myself, but...
Yeah, if you just take the flight enough in advance, it's like $100.
Fly out of Burbank.
Oh, my God. Yeah, you could fly out of Burbank, too.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. LAX.
I try to fly out of Long Beach when I can.
Oh, is that pleasant? I've never done Long Beach.
Long Beach is amazing. It's like the smallest airport. You literally walk like 10 feet and you're at the gate. Like, I think there's like 3 gates. Oh. It's like even smaller than, it's like one of the Burbank buildings.
Okay. Yeah. Like, so smaller than Burbank. That's crazy.
It's so easy, but it's like, it's a lot harder to get flights because they obviously don't have as many. So I have to really go way in advance.
You got to search. Yeah.
Yeah. And I'm not that with it. Mm. So I'm like 2 weeks before, I'm like, shit, I got to book my flight to Vegas.
I'm that person too. I'm very late about like booking my flights, which is why I have Chrissy to help me. Cause I'm like, hey, what you doing? Do you want to book our flights? Cool, thanks. Cause oh my gosh, I will accidentally hit a wrong key and then someone's name will be wrong on their ticket and then you can't get on. I've had that happen because I used to travel with two people and they both were named James.
Oh.
And it was so confusing because they both had different last names and I had to get their birth dates right. It was, so I don't do that anymore, luckily, but I asked Chrissy to help me.
That's one thing I miss when I worked in production. Mm-hmm. We literally had a travel coordinator.
Oh,
like that was their whole job. So even if it was personal, you could be like, hey, you're not doing anything right now. Can you like hook it up? Mm-hmm. And they're like, no problem, I already have all your birth date and your TSA number, da, 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 da. I'll just book it for you. So nice.
Yeah. Oh, I need to get one of those. Just so Chrissy doesn't have to worry about it. Make some more friends and have them hook it up for me.
Yeah.
Well, we do have some questions to ask you over on Patreon. Are you cool to stick around and answer some?
Oh my God, absolutely.
Sounds awesome. So we'll switch on over to Patreon. But until then, tell everybody where they can find you on social media.
Oh yeah. So I am on Instagram. It's Miss Spent Youth. So MS period Spent Youth. And that's, you can find me on Facebook, same place. And LosAngelesBurlesque.com is my website.
There you go.
And HollywoodBurlesqueFestival.com if you want to come to the festival and hang out with us. It's going to be incredible.
Yeah, get your tickets because it gets full.
Yeah, we sold out last year. So yeah, don't wait.
Don't delay. Get your tickets today. There you go. Exactly. And also, as one of our guests, we have to ask you the most important question ever, which is, what character on our logo do you feel like you relate to the most? Are you kind of feeling like a scaredy cat, or are you kind of more like the dog who like gets things done, but maybe is like a little assertive, or are you kind of like the bear who's just like watching the madness ensue?
Oh,
it's like, how are you feeling today? Is kind of what this chart is. Yeah, just not today, not in life, okay, but like today with your Delulu, you know.
I feel like I'm the bear.
You're the bear. You're watching the madness.
Yeah, I'm just like, okay.
I love that for you, especially because you have this big event coming up, and you're just like, cool.
Yeah,
I kind of thought you'd be more like the dog, just like getting stuff done. But I love the bear zen.
I mean, I am the bear all the time.
Oh, okay,
like,
yeah.
But I. Or the dog all the time. Mm-hmm. But the bear is like really cute because it's purple.
The bear is very cute. The bear is my favorite. I always think the bear. Goodness. Yeah, I kind of feel like the bear today too. I'm like kind of zen, watching the madness. And I'm just like, I kind of want to be in the madness. Yeah, I like being in the Delulu, you know?
Yeah, jump in. Why not?
I will. You know what? I will. Cosmo, what about you? How are you feeling?
Ooh, let's see. I'm feeling like... the dog.
You feeling like the dog? Yeah. Yeah. We're back to the dog vibe.
Okay, yeah, getting you're in charge. Done.
You're assertive. I love that.
I am pushing the buttons back here.
Yes. You're in charge, making sure our canoe is doing good.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, keeping us on the right path. Yeah. I love it.
Yep, yep.
You know, we need to get oars. Like, at some point, I'm going to hire a fabricator to, like, make us some oars.
Yeah.
I don't know what we would do with them while we talk, but, you know.
Probably wreak havoc on the sound.
Yeah. Props are fun.
Pillows. Little body pillow oars.
Oh, I like that. Pillows. But in like the chair, would that be a lot?
No. Nah.
You don't think so?
I could hug like a body pillow.
Yeah, just like hold it.
Yeah.
Just hold it gently.
Body pillows rock, man.
They do. I have one of myself. It's delightful.
Oh, wait. What? How do I get this body pillow?
I have one if you want one. I can give it to you.
Yeah.
Of yourself?
Yeah, it's of me. Well, I don't have it like in my room, but like I have the cases and you can like put a pillow on the inside. Yeah. And you can put like a picture of yourself on it. Like they're really nice. I got a website. I'll hook you up.
Yeah, I'd rather snuggle with you than me. I feel
you'd rather
myself would be weird, but I will snuggle with you.
You're probably right. I should talk to my therapist about that. But thank you all so much for joining us today. Don't forget to check out the Patreon. Even if you just join for free, we have a couple of free episodes up. We have one about grief right now that I think would actually be beneficial to a lot of people. Mm-hmm. So make a free account, go check it out. Or if you'd like to see our extended episode with Misspent Youth, our lowest tier starts at $5 and you get to see the questions.
Oh my God, that's nothing.
And $5. If you like do $10, you could ask our future guest questions. So like maybe skip coffee for like a day and then just come join us. It'll be really fun. So we're gonna canoe on over there and stay Delulu everybody, because it's the Salulu. Bye. No, but like for real, come to Patreon. I know you're thinking about it. I see you thinking about it. I see the hesitation.
I'm just thinking about cuddling with myself.
Cosmo's got his own body pillow.
I want a Cosmo Show body pillow.
I got a website. I'll hook you up. I'm not going to be able to do that.